Hello, I hope you're doing well today. I want to remind you that we have a website, Healing Care Ministries, and it keeps you up to date on all the various activities that we're doing, the seminars we're offering online. We're not really back together doing much in person, but we've had a great response, and the Lord's been really ministering to us, even in the midst of this difficult time. So if you need some encouragement, if you want to find out what's happening, if you want to watch some videos, go to the Healing Care Ministries website. You can also sign up for the newsletter, and that'll keep you up to date on what we're doing. So there's something I want to ask you to do, to join me in doing. It's small, but it could make a great, great difference in somebody's life. I'll tell you what it is specifically a little bit later. But first, I want to say something about a conversation I had with my grandson. My grandson's name is Caleb. Caleb is 10 years old. He is a great kid, very, very tender-hearted, loves his grandma, loves his grandpa, and he's really good at school, bright, very bright kid. So once a week, my daughter, who is our second of three, comes over with her family, and we share a meal for the evening, and we fuss on the kids and love on them. So we were doing this the other evening, and Caleb came to me and said, "Papa, I just had the best 2 days I have ever had in school." And his face was lit up. And I looked over at my daughter, and her face was equally beaming with pride. And my mind quickly went to, I wonder if he passed a difficult test, or he and his buddies had fun playing, or I didn't know, maybe he made a sports team. But I said, "Oh, tell me, Caleb, what happened?" He said, "For the last 2 days, we've had a substitute teacher, two different substitute teachers. And you know what? They didn't know how to sign on to the website for the school, to get onto the school server. And I was able to go up front and use their computer, and I signed them on, and I knew how to do it, Papa." And they patted me on the back, and they really thanked me, and it was really, really great. He was talking about how to get on a computer. But what really grabbed him was the degree to which he felt personally affirmed, special, encouraged. Now, school's tough right now for these kids. They are attending class, but there's plexiglass between each one of the workstations. They have to wear a mask all day. They can't even go to a lunchroom. They have to eat their lunch at their table. And so there's a lot about school that's hard. And yet Caleb was so excited because he was able to help the substitute teacher. And as a result, he got encouraged. You know, I spent a couple days since that happened just thinking about the power of affirmation and simple encouragement. I mean, this was a pat on the back. "Thank you. I'm proud of you." And it lit him up, and he had a story to tell, and it made school easier for him. And I began to think that in this time when the news is, seems like it's 90% negative, and we're all struggling with issues of social distancing, and some are really struggling with economy and jobs that are lost and people that have been furloughed, it would be good for us, wouldn't it, to go out of our way to say a word of encouragement to people we care about, to lift them up. And it doesn't have to be something great big, the smallest of thing. I mean, he got a pat on the back, and yet it breathed new life into him. There's a few scriptures that have come to my mind that I've been thinking about this, and I really am asking you to not just listen, but join me in doing something about this. But one of the scriptures comes from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 29. Now it reads, "Don't let unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, only that which is going to build other people up according to their needs, that it can benefit those who are listening to your words. Wow, there is a lot of talk that's coming out right now that is negative. It's a downer, quite frankly. And I guess to a degree for good reason. But here's a scripture that's saying, concentrate on saying some things that are helpful, that build people up. You know, that's the word we use to edify, like an edifice, to build it up, to build a person up, to give them more moral courage, to give them some spiritual light, to help them get through a difficult time. Spend some time building people up according to their needs. That demands a sensitivity on our part, doesn't it? To watch, to see what we could say that would be an encouragement to them. Something, as the scripture says, that benefit those who listen. Now, I had a response to this just actually yesterday. So right now we're doing the Formational Prayer Seminar online, and we have, 20 or 25 caregivers that are meeting with people in groups online. And that's demanding to learn how to do that, the technical side of it. So one of my assistants said to me, why don't you just use your phone and spend about 2 minutes saying a word to them, encouraging them? That word came up, and I thought, okay, that's a confirmation of what I've been thinking about. So I did it. 2 minutes, I'm just holding the phone. It's shaking all over the place. But I did. I told them how much difference they make in my life and how good they are to volunteer and to spend so much time so that other people can experience the Lord. And we sent it off to all the caregivers, and it barely hit their phones to where I started to hear people come back. And one of the individuals said, this brought me to tears to know that I was valued and that you were thinking of me. Boy, it cost me next to nothing to do it. And I felt it, but it met a need. One person actually wrote, I didn't know how much I needed it until I received it. Encouragement. You know, in Hebrews chapter 10, there's this little litany that the writer gives us about things that we should do. Let us draw near to God with full assurance of faith, with a sincere heart, with our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from any guilty conscience. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we have, to the promise that He's given us. Let us spur one another on to good works. Let's meet with each other. And then it said this, encourage one another, all the more as you see the day approaching. Encourage one another. Breathe life into one another. Great scripture. And it's very similar to one that Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Let me read verses 9 to 11 to you. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. For He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just in fact as you are doing. Here we have it again. Encourage one another. Let's go out of our way to say the good word. And then I realized, literally, within the last 2 days, someone was listening to the Formational Prayer Seminar, and they sent me a small note. All it said is, this is so good. And with so, they wrote it with about 7 zeros. This is so good. That was it. But it lifted my spirits. It affirmed me. It encouraged me. It breathed life. It brought light. This is something you can do. And this is something we need at this time. Think about people in your world right now. Who could just use a good word, a word of thanks, a word of affirmation, a that-a-boy, you really did well, or even, I was just thinking of you. You know, there's a story of John Wesley. He's on his deathbed. And during that time in England, William Wilberforce was fighting to abolish slavery. And while Wesley was on his deathbed, he wrote a letter to Wilberforce, recognizing what he was doing, telling him he knew this was very, very hard, and encouraging him to trust in the Lord to give him strength for this great battle. And Wilberforce kept that letter, and it became for him a source of encouragement. There was a great Baptist preacher. His name was George Truett. He was really good at expounding the Word of God. And he faced a personal tragedy. He was out hunting, and he accidentally killed his best friend. His daughter actually said about that, that was the last day she ever heard her father laugh. But he continued to preach God's word with passion. And he had a radio program, and at the end of the radio program, he would often say, do good to somebody today, because everybody's facing some trouble in their life. Do good. Say a good word. Edify. Encourage. Everybody could use it. I know these small little notes that come my way when someone says, hey, I listened to a podcast and I want you to know this, encourage me. Well, it encourages me to hear that. And so I guess I want to have a challenge for us. Let's try. I'm not going to ask you to do this through the rest of your life, but what about for the next week? You're sensitive to this issue. And every day, look for an opportunity, phone call, email, any way you can, to say a good, encouraging word to someone. I've often commented about St. Ignatius and the notion that life can be filled with desolation, or consolation. One means where the light goes out. The other means when the light comes in. We have the opportunity in a world right now when things are very, very difficult to do something that encourages an individual that's struggling. Think about what they need. Do something, as Scripture says, that benefits them. Lift them up. Encourage them. I think as small as this is, it's an act of spiritual warfare. It's an act of the kingdom, and it's something we can do. It doesn't cost us much at all. So think about it now. Pray, ask the Holy Spirit, bring to mind someone who could use a good word of encouragement. Affirm them, respect them, honor them. There's a lot of talk today that is bringing people down. Be one of the individuals that chooses, even in the midst of that, to say the good word and do it on behalf of Jesus. Here's the final payoff. While you're encouraging someone else, you'll find that your own heart is being encouraged. God bless you. Have a good day.